Shalom Yisrael. We do greet you in the mighty name of Yahweh, in the precious Tikvah, the hope of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Yisrael. Here's a dynamic message of Torah teaching and revelation of the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. May your heart delight in this truth in Yahshua's mighty name.
Shalom Yisrael. Yabaraki, you may be seated. What an excellent time that Yah has granted unto Yisrael, that we may be standard bearers of His imat, His truth. And we shall not succumb to the powers of darkness that work against the very authority of Almighty Yahweh. We shall stand as faithful soldiers and warriors of the Emunah, the faith of Yah, because we are up against an enemy that is lashing out against the integrity of whom Yah is. And we must stand faithful and true. We cannot waver or doubt. We cannot succumb to the mentality of this hour, and that the powers of hell have sent forth their mercenaries to destroy, to dismantle, and to uproot everything that is correct and right. And Yahweh has ordained and established by His statutes, His ordinance of the Torah. We cannot walk in the light of Almighty Yahweh without the revelation of the Torah. We must have that revelation. We know that Yahshua is the Ruach, or the spirit of prophecy. And when we began to hear what the word of Yah says, I mean, we began to shema. That's why the enemy has sent forth his emissaries, his mercenaries, to destroy the ability for us to hear. We can never progress in the word of Yah unless we shema, hear what He speaks unto Israel. And that speaking of His mouth is the revelation of Yahshua HaMashiach. And the enemy has done a magnificent job. Because if it's one thing that we feed more than anything during the course of the day, it is our mind. The thought process, what goes through our minds, the thoughts, the inundations, or whatever. We feed our minds constantly. You cannot have the strength of Yah. You cannot understand the power of Yahweh without feeding the spiritual man. We must feed the man of the Ruach. The spiritual man must be fed. And because we are not diligent in that, then the mercenaries of darkness have gone forth and battle in our minds. And we succumb to that very easily. There is no opposition. And so we resort to the things that are against Yah, and that is our carnal ability to overcome and to subdue the situation. It will never work that way. And that is why the enemy has caused us not to want to hear what the word of Yah says. That is the power of our emunah, our faith being strengthened. That is the power of this spirit, this ruach of prophecy being real in us. And that is the revelation of Yahshua becomes even more real, more alive. We become more dedicated to the processes of Yah. It becomes a living part of our lives. It becomes a part that we cannot separate from because it becomes us. And when we don't hear that, brothers and sisters, our minds will gravitate unto the things that are against the Torah of lights. We find ourselves in dark places trying to get out, and we cannot get out. And so the enemy has done a magnificent job, if I must use that expression. He has caused our minds to gravitate to everything but the teachings of the Torah, the word of Almighty Yahweh. And so we are given over unto reading and books and materials and things that do not even enhance or strengthen our spiritual growth. It does not elevate our faith. We are going to be justified by our emunah. That is how we are going to survive the battle against the powers of hell. You cannot go without feeding the mind of Yahshua to substantiate or to keep you in the path that Yah has ordained for us. So the mercenaries of hell, and the media, the newspapers, whatever form it is, it draws our mind away from hearing the word of Yahweh. And when we do not hear, then our faith becomes weak. When our faith becomes weak, we began to doubt Yah. And when our faith became weak, we began to doubt Yahweh. We began to believe all kinds of accusations and innuendos against Him. So we began to question the validity of His truth and say whether this is real. Do I trust in it? Is this some form of mythology or some form of a religious practice that has no substance at all? We must feed the mind of Yahshua. We must hear. In order to grow, we must hear. We must hear what the word of Yahweh says. And that's why the enemy entertains us fleshly and carnally, because to be carnal minded or to have a flesh mind, it is enmity. It is hatred against Almighty Yahweh. It is a disregard for the things of Yahweh. We know that if we sow unto the flesh, we shall of the flesh reap corruption. And the things that our minds, or the zira, the seed, and that is what a word is, brothers and sisters. It is a zira. It is a seed. It is that which produces life. And that's what the word of Yahweh is. It produces life. It produces life to our emuna. It produces life to our joy. It produces life to our meekness. And it produces joy to our hava. And so when the zira or the seed is sown, if it's a carnal seed, there's only one thing it's going to produce: corruption. So we find ourselves thinking corruptly and acting corruptly and doing things corruptly. Corruption abounds in us because we are sowing the seed of enmity against Yah. It is the spiritual mind. The things of the rock of the spirit that are shown in our minds that causes us to reap life everlasting. And so when one has life in them, there is an expression of life. There is an esprit, there is a spirit to life. And that is what the word of Yahweh is. It is ruach, it is spirit, spiritual. And it has the life of the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. So the mercenaries of hell, the emissaries of darkness, they have gone forth to battle and challenge the mind of Israel. One not to hear what Yah says. When we hear what Yahweh says, it produces this profound power of His character in us. We do not get weary in well-doing. We do not succumb to the enemy, but we are strengthened by the word of Yahweh. But we must shemach, we must hear that. And it's more to hearing than what we perceive it is. It's a very delicate process. And we must shemach, we must hear what Yahweh speaks unto us. I want to read an article that I stumbled across in the papers. You all have probably read it in yesterday's paper this morning. But it says this, Moshe Exodus. It was one that was filled with this hallucinogenic drug. And so the scholars are saying today that in that region of Egypt, where they were brought out from on the Mount Sinai, when Moshe experienced this profound experience with Yah, there's a plant that called the acacia, and it grows there. And they are saying that all Israel, they had eaten the plant, and Moshe had eaten that, and so it was this hallucinogenic type process that began to transpire. Now this is what the world speaks, the carnal mind. You will be surprised how many people will receive that and begin to ask questions whether it is so. Because it has come from one that is scholarly minded. One that is intellectual, that possess properties of intellect. They are heathens and they are fools. Moshe was led by the Ruach, the Spirit of Yah. And he elevated him beyond the comprehension of the fleshly ability to comprehend and understand even the very profound nature of what had happened. And that's why he had to bring him and set him apart from all Israel that he would speak to him. I want to read a few verses of this because a few sentences of the paragraphs. Because it is important that I speak this to you, because I want us to understand we must hear what the Ruach of Yah says. We must hear what the Ruach of Yah says. We know that the Torah of Yahshua is that we bear the burdens of one another. That is the Torah. This is a generation that doesn't want to do that. It is one that is selfish and prone to their own lusts and their own greed. That's this generation that we're living in. So the scholarly minded fool by the name of Gordon Wasson out of Britain, he wrote this article, and the theory is that in the Exodus, it sounds a little trippy to believe. He says, you're not alone. A new study speculates that the Hebrews, you notice what he calls them. He said the Hebrews may have been consuming hallucinogenic plant which Moshe brought the Ten Commandments down from Mount Sinai. So that is the mindset or the power of the mercenaries to go forth and to speak lies of speculation. It is not based upon any kind of Torah truth, but it's based upon a carnal logic. Because Yah knows that this carnal mind despises him. The carnal mind of man hates Yah. That's why it must be eliminated. It must be destroyed. We must have the mind of Yahshua. And Yah commands us to let the same mind that was in Yahshua be in us. Well, what was the mind of Yahshua? Well, the mind of Yahshua was a mind of the Word of Yah, of the Torah, the truth of Yah. And our minds must be the minds of Torah seeking, Torah understanding, Torah knowledge, Torah desire, Torah delight. That must be the mind of Israel. Because if that is not the mind, if we are not disciplined by Yah, we can never trust Him. Now that is the truth, brothers and sisters. It is something about the discipline of parents when they truly discipline their children. I'm not talking about abusing them, but a discipline to the children. It is something that what that creates in the mind, in the identity of a child. There is a great confidence that is established in the child because there are statutes, rules, and laws that are established by the parents that keeps the child within restraints of the discipline that has been applied unto them. And when they go outside of the parameter of those ranks and files, then there are consequences. So Yahweh must teach us. He must train our minds in order to have confidence in Him. The mercenaries of hell, these are spiritual powers, these are demonic forces that go out and war in the minds of the people. So they war in our minds to train us in carnal ways. Is most of our thinking based upon carnal logics? Our thoughts, the processing of our thoughts, it goes through the conduit of our flesh. And it causes us the error far from Almighty Yahweh. Our minds cannot be trained in the Emunah of Yah unless we are trained by His statutes, His ordinance, His Torah, His mitzvah. We must be trained. And that is why there is very little Emunah to be found. That is why Yahshua says, when he come, will he find Emunah, faith, this strong confidence in Yah, this true revelation of whom Yahshua is. Now that is what the Torah does. It brings us this profound spiritual revelation, and the spiritual revelation of Yeshua, it caused life to flow in us that we rejoice in the hearing of the word of Yah. It causes our hearts to be made fat. It causes us to rejoice greatly when we hear other great things that Yahweh has appointed to Israel. The mercenaries of hell, they come and they feed our minds with natural and carnal things. It is the natural circumstances, because we do not look at them in the light of the spiritual Torah of Yah, that we began to deal with them according to a natural concept and a natural perception, and it is not one that brings us to the life or the life of Torah. We must hear what Yah says. There must be a mind that hears Him. It must be a mind that knows that it is Yahweh talking to us. And the only way you go to know that, there must be a revelation of Yahshua in you. He must be real. He must be real in us. And the only way He's going to be real in us, we must hear the word of Yahweh. We must hear that, brothers and sisters. The enemy, he has handicapped us. Well, we cannot hear. The mercenaries of hell, they battle against our minds because it is training our minds in this mutated form of darkness whereby we don't want to hear Yah. And so we don't gravitate, our ears are not drawn to hear what the Ruach of Yah speaks, but it's drawn to hear carnal things. Our minds are refreshed by carnal things. Our minds gravitate to things that are carnal. That is not what Yahweh wants. He wants our minds to be trained by the Ruach, to be trained by His disciplines, to be trained by the Torah, that we will have great confidence in Him, to trust Him. There's a great battle that we are in. We have not just gone to the battlefront lines, but the battle is upon us, brothers and sisters. Whether we believe that or not, we can walk in a misguided way, and that misguiding is our own natural mind, because our carnal mind will misguide us. Our own carnal mind will misguide us. But the steps of a Sudik, a tough man is ordered by Yah. How does He order our steps? By the way of the Torah, by the hearing of the Torah. And there is great evidence in Torah. As Yisrael heard Yahweh, as Moshe spoke unto them, the profound things that He did in the midst of the camp. And when they did not hear Him, then they removed themselves away, and they began to follow after things that were carnal, fleshly. And the more they followed after those things, the more they corrupted themselves. Is that not right? And the more they corrupted themselves, they began to make gods and deities. They began to create gods in their minds, and they fashioned them with their hands. They began to do things that were so abominable that even the nations around them did not perform those kinds of things. And that is what this natural mind will do. It will begin to do things that are so abominable against Yah. It will begin to despise Yahweh. It will begin to despise the instructions and the corrections of Almighty Yahweh. There will be no satisfaction when He speaks to us. His corrections will not speak to our hearts with great intimacy that He speaks to us. But our minds will have this rebellious type of mentality against what He speaks unto us, because our minds have become dull and hardened against what He speaks unto us, and we can't hear Him. And so we began to doubt Him. We don't see Him in the excellence of His power and the revelation of Yahshua. He become this little demented, or this muted little thing that we have created in our minds that is not able to prevail against the workings of hell. And then we find ourselves sickly and weak. We have no maturity. We have no strength to go beyond the little circumstances that arise in our lives. To hear Yah is important. We must hear what the Ruach of Yah speaks unto us. If we are listening to our flesh, there is death in us. And we can look at ourselves and we can see death in us. For to be carnally minded is death. And to be spiritually minded is life. There's the difference between life and death. You see someone's dead, there is nothing that emanates out of them. When one has the spiritual mind, there is life. And the spiritual mind is the discipline of the Torah and the revelation of Yahshua that brings the power of that Torah life alive in us. That we rejoice in this great Mishra, this government of Yah, because we know what it produces. It produces His excellence in us. It does. And as long as we operate in the carnal mind, as long as we allow the mercenaries of hell to speak unto us like Shatan did Shiva, we will always question Yah. And we will always be sickly and beggary. We will be weak. We will always stunt our growth, and our growth will never maturate or mature into the perfection that Yah intends for us to walk in. And that is to walk in the power of His Torah without thought or giving observation to His Torah, because it is a living thing within us. It is not just some act or some principles that we follow. It is our life. It is the government of our lives. It is the power of our lives. And so then it has caused our minds to become even more carnal in this hour than any hour. So He has taken out a great onslaught, because He must find Yisrael like He tried to find Yahshua in the depths of Herod, as He tried to destroy Moshe when Pharaoh destroyed all the young ones. But He is trying to find Yisrael. He is trying to find Yisrael. As He always have tried to find the man child, He is trying to find the one or identify that one that shall bring forth the life of Yah among Israel. Well, we have the man child in us. We have the Ruach of Yahshua in us. How do you know that? Because it is the spirit of that prophecy of Yahshua that caused life to emanate out of us. And if the spirit of that prophecy or the hearing of the word of Yah doesn't cause life to emanate, then we are broken. We are so carnal and such enmity against Yah that I don't even know we are fixable. Hallelujah. And that is the truth. That's what we must begin to hear. We must begin to hear, brothers and sisters, because our carnal minds, our carnal thoughts, they are enmity against Yahweh. Why? Because the carnal mind, the natural mind, it is not subject. It is not willing. It is not willing to submit unto the Torah of Yahweh. And Yahshua is the Torah of life from Yahweh. He is the living word of Yahweh, brothers and sisters. And when Yahshua speaks, He speaks in the book. And the only way we're going to understand the power of this, Yahweh must raise a raha of pastors, and they must, as Koheti, they must preach. They must declare. Because our emunah will never increase unless there is one that will declare the power of this living truth unto us. It must be done the way that Yah has ordained it. That's why we don't want to hear today. We don't want to acknowledge those that speak unto us. We don't want to hear what they say, but we're missing out on the most beautiful things that Yah will reveal unto us. And we will never move into that excellence that Yah intends for us to move in. I would have begun here in Shemoth, in Exodus, chapter 19, verse 9. As Yahweh, as He directs His people, He prepares them to hear what the Torah says. It says in Shemoth, Exodus 19 verse 9, it says, and Yahweh says unto Moshe, He said unto Moshe, see or behold, He said, I come to you in a thick cloud, that the people may, Shemhaka, they may hear what I speak with you, and they may believe forever. So when we hear the word of Yah, then we believe that. It caused the light of the life of the Torah to come alive in us. Because there's a witness in us that bears witness with what the Torah speaks. And it caused us to become lively. He did not speak to them that they would believe momentarily, but that they would believe forever. And when they would hear the words of Moshe spoken unto them, they would rejoice because they would know that Yah has spoken that unto them. What the Torah tells us and what Yah has put in us, when Yahshua speaks to us, He speaks from the Torah of our life. that we should believe Yahweh forever, and we just rejoice because we know that this was not written in us by man, it was not strived by our own carnal logic, but it has been written by the Most High. And when Yahshua speaks, then we believe and we know that it is Yah. We know that it is the power of the kingdom of Yah in us, and that Yah is speaking under to his heritage. We must do it, brothers and sisters. We must shemak. We must hear what Yah says. And I'm not talking about in our ozin, just in our ear, but we must understand the revelation of what he speaks unto us. We are not going to make it without hearing. That is why the enemy is causing our hearing to be dull. We don't want to hear. We don't have time to hear the preaching. We don't want to subject ourselves to hear the preaching. We got time to read all kinds of crazy books and to feed our minds with every kind of lust of shoes and clothing and all those things. But when it comes to hearing what Yahweh says, we don't have time. So Yah says unto Moshe, I'm going to speak from the clouds. There's no man that Yah has spoken to with the way he spoke to Moshe and he lived. I will show you what scripture says. Hallelujah. He says that we shall believe you forever. And Moshe told the words of the people to Yahweh. Now, this word shemak, hearing, I want to read the Arabic or the Hebraic definition, what it means, all right? I know the gist of it, but I want to read it because I did paste this so I could read this to you. It means to listen with obedience, to obey, to understand the language. Now, Yahweh does not speak to us in a carnal language, but he speaks to us in a spiritual language. The language that Yahweh speaks to us, it is a language of life. That's what it is. It is to hear of, and when you hear it, you must be concerned. To hear with attention, attentiveness, with interest. Do you understand that? It's amazing that we as a people, we can listen to things that are carnal with great interest, can we not? We will give ourselves attentive over to that. Things that would produce no fruit. Being a busybody or gossiping, we will attentive give our ear over to that. And hear the Most High speaks to us. And we do not give our ears over unto that attentively. Something is desperately missing from us. To give your ears over unto that attentively. To agree with it. To consent that is Yah. And to listen to each word, to yield to, you must yield to what Yah speaks to us. You cannot disregard it. You cannot be rebellious, but you must yield. And when one yields, there is no resistance or there is no combatants. We combat against Yah, we don't. Because the carnal mind hates Yah. When you find yourself resisting and rebelling, when you find yourself speaking out of your own mind, guess what the word of Yah says as he speaks to you? Then you're resisting Yah. It's a very abominable thing. It's unclean. And I'm telling us, we do that, he will not hear us. He will not hear us. He will not listen to our cries. He will not even hear us when we call upon him. And that's why we sense that when we pray, it's an emptiness. You ever sense that? You sense more of that than you sense this euphoria of this rejoicing because you know he hears you. And the reason why? Because we're carnal. We're carnal minded. And we show Yahweh our hatred. We train our minds to be carnal. Our conversations are natural conversation. We go after the natural carnal things that produce nothing at all. If we actually judge our conversation in the course of the day and see what we have extrapolated or talked about, we will find that 99% of it were things that were the natural contacts. They were not spiritual laws that elevated us beyond above this position that our minds were locked in. So we find ourselves speaking lies, mistruths, and things that are not right. But Yah speaks the truth. Every word He speaks is the truth. It is to regard what He says. And even when the word speaks to us, it causes us to hear. Now that's profound there. It's almost like our parents correcting us and saying, boy, I'm whipping you because of this. And they would explain to you why there is a retribution for what you have done. And it costs you to hear what your avatar or your I am is saying. Even though they correct you, it costs you to hear. And what that hearing does, it began to produce within you statutes and limitations and laws that you do not go beyond the Torah of the home. That's what it does. You will know when one is hearing. You will know when one has the witness of Yahshua in them. You will know that. Brothers and sisters, I know that as I look at us, as I discern, if I cannot discern that, I'm a very weak man. I must have the ability to discern. I must be able to attack that which come against Israel and try to pollute them and to seduce them and draw them away from hearing and being obedient unto the word of Yahweh. I must be able to discern. And if I'm not able to do that, I cannot see the wolf when it comes. And when the wolf comes, it devours the sheep. I must be able to dig, to discern, to acknowledge what is in the midst of us. I must be able to do that. We must have that here. If we don't, then we're just lost people, wandering, without any direction. It must be among us. We must have a spiritual man. And if there's a spiritual man, he discerns, he judges, he acknowledges, he can see beyond that even the falsification of the flesh. We must have that. If we don't, we better pray that Yah impart that among us, because we all would be lost. But we must have that, brothers and sisters. See, the word us hearing calls us to hear. And it calls us to hear intellectually or to hear the genuine things that Yah says. It calls us to understand the implications with attentiveness. We understand what Yah speaks. We understand the implications if we are not faithful and obedient unto Him. And it causes us to walk in the light of that obedience wholeheartedly. So the Shemach of Yah has more than just a singular ramification or parameter that it works within. When you hear the word of Yah, it calls you even to hear. When you know and acknowledge that it is Yahweh speaking unto you, then it calls your life to be open to digest it even in a greater fashion. It is almost an example of this nature. Has someone ever been teaching you something, you didn't understand it, and all of a sudden the light went off and you began to understand? And the more they talked, the more you understood the value of what they were teaching you, and the more you could understand the process and the processes. You understood that. You never experienced that? Well, I have a million times. When I began to hear what they said and understand what they said, then my attentiveness became sharper. And the details of what they were saying, it became more intuitive. I could understand. I was enlightened to a greater height. And when I was enlightened, there was an enthusiasm. I was enthused to do it. I moved with eagerness. I delighted in doing it. That is what the word of Yah does. That's what we must hear. That's why. And so the mercenaries of hell, they're fighting against your mind. That you will not hear. The enemy doesn't want you to hear. We can hear every kind of sound. You can hear something at night. Immediately your eyes open. They begin to dart to and fro. And just because of the sharpness of that, you can hear other sounds and everything. There's nothing that happens that you cannot hear. So it is with Yah. When He speaks to us, we must hear that. And we hear everything He says. That is what He wants, brothers and sisters. So He spoke unto Israel. To the people of Yah, He said, I will speak to you, and I want them to believe everything I say. Why? Turn quickly to Romans. I want to read this. I know I've quoted it, but I want to read it. Romans 10, and verse 14 and verse 17. It says in Romans 10, 14, how then shall we call upon Him In whom they have not believed. Now, how did they believe? How would they believe forever? I read that in Debar and in Shemoth. Did I not? That Yah said, I will speak unto you and speak unto Yisrael that they shall believe me for how long? Forever. So in order for you to believe, brothers and sisters, we must hear what the word of Yahweh says. It is like training a child. And you that have experienced that, when you began to tell the little child to walk, the voice that they're most comfortable with, they trust that. And they will go toward that one, whether it's the Avat, whether it's the Aima, they have great confidence. Even though they fall, even though they miss their step, and it's one thing that there's a spontaneity in the child when they take certain amounts of steps of the laughter, the rejoicing, and even the parents. Is that not so? So that's why Yahweh said, I will speak. Shaul resonate this. He say, how can they believe in him in whom they have not known? So how do we believe in Yah unless we hear what he says? That's why there's very little belief in him. That's why we don't believe him. Come on, brothers and sisters, you might as well judge your own hearts. That's why we really don't believe him. Because we don't hear the mercenaries of hell. They've made the hearing of Yah dull. They've made the assembling of ourselves together very dull. They've made it so they have made the hearing of Yah very dull. So it's a dull thing. No one wants to hear it. It's dull. It doesn't excite one. Well, it excites me, brothers and sisters. When I see what the Torah says, it excites me. So he says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? You cannot even call on Yah unless you believe. Well, how do you believe? As he said to Israel, I will cause my voice to be heard. We cannot even call on Yahweh unless we believe what Yahshua speaks unto us. We cannot understand the very flow of Yah unless we hear what Yahshua speaks unto us. So how can we believe unless we have heard? We must hear. We cannot believe that he is going to see us through the battle of this time unless we hear. And we must hear. We must shemaka. It must become a discipline of our lives. The word of Yah must be the porter of our lives. It must direct everything we do. Our actions, our thoughts, our deeds, our mannerisms must be shaped by the Torah of Yah. We have shaped ourselves, haven't we? We have shaped ourselves, haven't we? We have shaped ourselves in ignorance. We have shaped ourselves in our own hatred and our own prejudice. We have shaped ourselves in our dislikes and our likes. We have shaped ourselves to be corrupt. We have shaped ourselves to be moody. We have shaped ourselves to be indifferent. We are shaping ourselves in all kinds of form. And so our minds are grotesque. And it is a production of our action. Our minds produces our actions. That is why the discipline of the Torah produces the actions of Yahweh. They can come no other way. The Sears and Roebuck book or the Sears catalog. The JCPenney book cannot do it. The diary of Anne Frank cannot do it. Scholarly philosophies, writings of Shakespeare's, and all the fine men of the world, as they will call them, it will not do it. It must be done by Torah. No other way. So Yah said, I will speak that they will believe me forever. Shaul says, how can they call on him whom they have not believed? Or how should they believe in him of whom they have not heard? They have not shemaka. Do you hear me? Although we sit here, that doesn't mean we hear. That doesn't mean we shubak. That's why you can't call them. Brothers and sisters, if we answer honestly within our own hearts, in the midst of our trials and our affliction, regardless of what it is, we call on everyone but Yah. Because our minds have been trained. We call on strangers to give us direction. We call on the most ruthless, wicked men of the world to give us knowledge and information. And we will not call upon Yah because we have not heard. But if someone says, oh, do this and that, we hear that. But if y'all command us to pray and to lay hands with all, we don't do that. Because we have not heard. And the reason we have not heard, because this is dull, preacher. What you're saying, it's not this. I'm not enraptured with it. That's why we don't believe ya. We can't believe him for nothing. We don't trust him for nothing. We have no confidence at all in him. But he speaks to us out of the book. He spoke to us in sundry times, Brother Norby, but now in this time he speaks to us in an excellent way. And that is by the living Ruach, or the spirit of prophecy, and that is Yahshua. These are not my words. This is what the book says. Hallelujah. So that's why we don't call on him. You notice we don't call on him. Hallelujah. Just be honest. We don't call on him. We call on everything but Yah. We try to find every kind of remedy but Yahweh. He is our remedy. He wants us to hear him. He really wants us to hear him. So how can they call on him? How can they believe on him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without one speaking to them what the Torah says? Yah has chosen by the foolishness of preaching to save us that believe. How do you believe? You must hear. You must hear. They believe because they heard Yah speak. We hear Yahshua speak to us. That's what we believe. But believe is more than just a mind thing. It's a thing of action. It is a commitment. It is a way of life. That's what believing is. Hallelujah. It's more than just an expression verbally. It is a way of life. So we cannot trust Yah unless we hear. We must hear, we must, and the Torah trains us to hear. The Torah trains us in the discipline. Yahshua is that life, he is the spiritual power of Torah. He is the word of Yah made flesh. We must hear what he speaks. And if we don't hear that, brothers and sisters, our lives are going to be dismal. We're going to be captured by the mercenaries of hell. Whereby we're going to doubt Yah. Whereby our lives will be miserable. And there will be no robustness at all to our lives. No whatsoever. So he spoke unto them that they may hear. We cannot hear. Did they have a preacher? Israel. They had Moshe. He spoke unto them the mitzvah of Yah. Hallelujah. That's why Yah say, honor them that bear the rule. And one that, an elder that rules well, he's worthy of great kabod. Because we can't hear that. We can't hear what they say. That's why we don't show honor. We show disregard, but that's what Scripture says. And if you don't do that, then you're not even hearing what Yah says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to hear what the Ruach speaks. We must. If you do not train yourself to hear, you will not know to move when to move. And we must. So we cannot even hear unless we have a preacher. And it says in verse 17, this is what I want to get to. This is why we don't believe Yah. Verse 17 of chapter 10, Romiyah. Then emunah comes by hearing, and hearing. The only way your hearing is developed, you must hear what the Torah says. That's why Yahweh says, I'm going to speak to them, that they may believe me forever. I will speak to you, Moshe, out of the clouds, that they may believe you forever. So you can never have the ability to hear without the word of Yahweh. You must have that. So emunah comes by hearing, and hearing, and the ability to develop your hearing to understand what Yahweh says. You must hear the word of Yah. You must hear what Yahweh speaks. In order for your emunah, your faith, to be strengthened, to trust him, to believe him, that's why our emunah is weak. We don't trust Yah. We cannot get beyond the paradox of our flesh. It holds us back. It brings us into captivity. We are bound. It breaks us down. It turns us into emotionalized individuals. We don't draw from the strength of the word of Yah. We draw from this weak emotionalism in us. That's what we draw from. So we must hear the word of Yah. That's why the enemy has sent forth mercenaries. He has sent forth mercenaries like the T.D. Jakes and the Osteens. These are mercenaries birthed out of hell. They're not teaching the word of Yahweh. They're not teaching the Torah or the testimony of Yahshua. These men have no light in them. And there are many like that. They are mercenaries. And they gravitate to them by the millions. They gravitate to them. We must hear what the word of Yah says. And the only way you're going to know what the word of Yah says, let us go back to the Torah and see what the Torah says. The Torah is the word of Yah. And Yahshua is the power, the living strength of the Torah. That's what He is. He is the life of the word of Yahweh. Yahshua is. So we must hear the word of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, in order for the word of Yah, in order when He speaks to us, that it causes us to trust Him and to believe Him, to have confidence in Him, to know that He is speaking to us, to know that it is His voice, to know that we can trust what He says. Yah speaks to us, but we don't trust it, brothers and sisters. We trust this carnal mind that hates Him. We trust the logics of our mind, don't we? We trust the discipline of our mind, which is so corrupt. How do I know it's corrupt? Tell me, my brothers and sisters, the corrupt thoughts that have gone through your mind, the very vile hatred, the very insidious workings of your mind, tell me how vile it has been. It has been repulsive unto Yahweh. You know that. You might as well, we must be honest with ourselves, with integrity. We must hear what Yahweh speaks to us. And if we don't hear Him, we are not going to trust Him. In order to know what He speaks to us, we must go to the Torah. And Yahshua speaks in us. He caused that to come alive and we rejoice in it. Brothers and sisters, turn quickly to Devarim, Deuteronomy, chapter 1, verse 43. Hallelujah. Yahweh says in Devarim 1:43, He says, so I spoke to you. He said, and you will not shemak. You will not hear, you will not obey. You do not understand the language I spoke to you. You were not concerned with what I said. You did not lay it to heart. He said, and you will not shemak. But you rebel against the fifth, or the mouth, or the command of Yahweh. Have you ever found yourself doing that? That the word of Yah speaks to you and you rebel against that. It is fifth. And the Hebraic term is, it is simply that the words that Yah speaks to you out of His mouth. His command. That is what Yah is saying here. The Torah came out of the mouth of Yah. He spoke that unto Moshe. He wrote it with His own hand. The Torah came out of the mouth of Yah. Yahshua is the word of Yahweh. He came out of the bosom, out of the heart of Yah. We know that the issues of life, they flow from our hearts, do they not? So Yah had an issue for Israel that He was going to save us. So it flowed from Him. And that word came from His bosom. He said, you rebel against my command, against the commands of Yah. And you went presumptuously. You went zood. You went zood. You would presumptuously. I will show an example of what he's saying right here. That the man of Yah speaks to you and you begin to roil and boil in your rebelliousness. You get angry. You get upset. You don't like what he said. You don't like the way he laid it out. You've never done that. We've never done that. Zoot. Zoot. He said you went presumptuously. You roil against me. You were arrogant. He said up into the hill. And they went up into the hill. You go up into the hill of your mind, the high place, trying to find your God. And that's what the hills were for. They went there to worship gods and to call upon their gods. And so what you began to do, we as a people, we began to go in the high places of our mind, our imaginations, our thoughts. That's not what Yah wants us to do. He wants us to turn to the Torah. He wants us to turn to the Torah of life. Because when you began to hear that, brothers and sisters, you began to understand the correction, the chastening of Yah. It began to make your heart fatter. You began to rejoice, to consider and to think that He considered you. And He will speak a word that will bring you in His presence. That He may cause your nephesh, your soul, to be fat. This is what we're dealing with, brothers and sisters. Let no one trick you. Don't even let me deceive you. Because if I deceive you, I can eventually be with you where you can obey the Torah of Yah. Hallelujah. So we go up into our high places. We find places where we can watch and make sure no one is looking at us. He said, and the Amorites, which dwell in that mountain, came out against you, and they chased you as bees do. And they destroyed you in Seir, even unto Hormath, because you rebel against Yah. He said this, look, and then you return and wept before Yahweh. You wept before Yah. You ever done that? You know that you have been wrong. You've walked and turned arrogantly. And yet the demons of hell began to chase you, began to whip you, began to beat you, began to destroy your faith. Yes, you have. They ran you. And then you went back crying and weeping before Yah. But Yahweh would not listen to your voice, nor give ear to you. You never sense that? You know it's not near. You know that He doesn't hear you. Brothers and sisters, we need to hear this in order to believe Him. We're not going to do Him like that and think our little tears, we go back and that's sufficient. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't. He speaks to you and you look for the high places. You look for a place where you can run to. You look for someone that you can run to and share your disgruntled, arrogant zoot, your presumptuous way with. You look for someone that is compatible. And then you began to elevate yourself above the word of Yah. Well, I know that. I know this. But. Come on, brothers and sisters. You found yourself in that position. Then you began to walk presumptuously that it's not me. It's Him. It's them. It's they. And then all of a sudden, you have this sense of repentance. You began to cry. But Yah says, I'm not going to hear it. I'm not going to hear what you say. I'm not even listening to you. For the word of Yah tells you what to do. What? Well, if your enemy abuse you, if you have an order against one, you go before them and get the matter straight. That's how you do it. You do it that way. You go before that one and get the matter straight. But because we have gone, we have exalted ourselves in our arrogance. We go to our high heels. We are pride. And that's why your faith is destroyed. Because pride will destroy one. And this arrogant haughtiness, it will bring destruction. When you don't trust Yah, you don't believe Yah, you have no confidence in Yah, you're looking for a way of doubting Yah. Because you're not hearing Him. You're not hearing Him. When one begins and learns to hear Yahweh, it will begin to produce this kind of robust emunah faith. Even though they don't see it, they still believe Him. I don't care what the circumstances, they trust Yahweh. They believe in this witness, this testimony of Yahshua. Trials, tribulation come, but nothing separate them from the Ahava, the love of Yah. Nothing. Look at what the circumstance is. And we allow even the words that are immature words to separate us from the prayer, from going before Him, from finding that place of communing with Yah. We allow that. It's not Yah way. We must learn to hear. And the only way you're going to learn to hear, you must go back to the Bereshit. You must go back to the beginning. You must begin to hear what the Torah teaches. When you begin to hear what the Torah teach, then you begin, your ear will be open. Then you will begin to understand. See, when you begin to understand, then you begin to listen more indelibly. You begin to listen for the little sounds that you didn't hear the last time. You begin to get the nuances. You begin to hear things, oh, my. I heard that, but I never heard Him say that. And yet He says it the same way every time. You began to listen to the nuances. You began to attentive listen with the ruach of obedience. Not my will, Yah, but your will be done. It's what Yahshua said. I know that you're able. He knew that Yah was able to send a legion of Melechim to deliver him. But that was a defeated purpose. I know that Yah can reprieve us out of all of our afflictions, but that would be a defeated purpose because many are the afflictions of the Tzaddikah. Many. But He delivers. Hallelujah. There's a process of His deliverance. There's a process of His deliverance. What? He delivers in His time. Has nothing to do with us. It all has to do with Him. He wants you to know that He delivers. That's what He wants you to know. He wants you to have confidence that He delivers. Has nothing to do with the affliction. That's the small things. For the small or the small afflictions that we suffer, for the great honor that we shall be receiving, can be compared. You can't even compare it. But He wants you to understand that He delivers. He let you know, I want them to be married to let you know that I deliver. That's what he wants you to know, that he is our deliverer. That's the key factor. It is not the afflictions. It is the power of his deliverance. He wants us to know that. And so that's why, because we don't hear, there are many afflictions, that we may hear, I deliver. That's all he wants you to hear, I deliver. Hallelujah. Isn't that rejoicing when the deliverance or the reprieve? See, that's, if you knew that, then that would be rejoicing even in the midst of the affliction. If you knew that, then you would rejoice even with the great trials and afflictions. That's why we don't rejoice in those things. That's why he tells us in all things, just give Toda, just bless him. Hallelujah. Why? Because we know not only is able, but he will. Hallelujah. He knows his thoughts concerning us. And he thinks better than we think. He thinks better than we think. That's for sure. Hallelujah. And even though we return to Yah and weep, but Yah, he does not even listen to us. And he does not even give attentive to our voices, nor does he give ozin, ear. He doesn't even hear your language. Not at all. He doesn't. And so that's why you go down weeping, you get up weeping. You go down dead feeling, you get up dead. Hallelujah. Because you're going to suffer the affliction. If you sow, be not deceived, Yah's not mocked. Whatsoever man sow, that shall also reap. If you sow to the flesh, that's what you'll reap. You sow to the flesh, you're going to reap those kinds of corruptions. And that's the fact. Hallelujah. You disobey the word of Yah. You do not take heed to what he speaks to you. You are sowing to the flesh. And there will be no life come out of that at all. You began to see the life of Yah. You began to obey the Torah, the spiritual things of Yah. You began to see life. You will not look so disgruntled and so downtrodden. You will have an expression that because you know your Redeemer lives. We don't know he lives because we don't believe what he says. Hallelujah. It is one thing that what the power of this Torah does, it separates us. When we began to hear, it separates us from the nations of the world. Look what it says in Devarim chapter 4. I want to move quickly. It says in Deuteronomy Devarim 4 verse 7. For what nation, chapter 4 verse 7, for what nation is there so great? Who has the sovereign ruler so near to them? My, what a great comfort. We are a nation of Yah. He is so near us as Yahweh our Abba is in all things that we call upon him for. At what nation is there so great that has, look now, see, a great nation has statutes, has judgment or mishpatim, so tzaddik, so righteous as all this Torah which I set before you this day. Yah says, only take heed to yourself and keep your nefesh, your soul, diligently, lest you forget the things which your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your lev all the days, and lest they depart from your lev all the days of your life. But he said, but teach them to your sons and your sons' sons. Why? Especially the day that you stood before Yah, your Abba, in Horeb, when Yahweh said to me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me some of the days, all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. Why did he want them to hear the fear? Hear his words that they may fear, because that's wisdom. For the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. And that wisdom of Yah is that there's an experience that you've had with Yah, and you know that it is genuine. You know that it is real. It is not something that is surreal, but it's real. That's why he caused them to hear his words, to understand what he said, that they would fear him. And the fear would cause them to teach their sons the importance of hearing Yahweh. When a man fears Yah, he will teach you the importance of Shemaka, to hear, to obey, to be obedient, to give attentiveness unto Yah. That's why. And because men are not hearing today, there is no fear. And because there is no fear, they're not teaching their sons and their daughters. It's amazing because they will spend time, they will relish in their sons and daughters making A's and B's. It is the truth, my young brother. But yet, we don't teach them the things of Yah. They take great rejoicing because they play basketball or football. But when it comes to teaching them the Torah of Yah, they do not. I had a brother, Brother Jeff, from Australia. Maybe he's listening today. It's about 9 a.m. Thursday morning in Australia. He called me this evening and asked me to greet all of you all in the mighty name of Yahshua. He sends greetings from Australia. But he says to me, Pastor Roberts, I teach my children Torah. I work with my wife and my children. I get up at 4. They get up about 5. I spend an hour with Yah. Then we teach Torah. He goes to work as a postal inspector in Australia. He comes home. He says, we have Torah. We dance and we sing. And then we sit around the table and we go to bed and we do it over again. Well, that's boring. That's life. This is not life, this false illusion that we see, brothers and sisters. Yahweh made us eternal creatures. And this is not even a metaphor of what true life is. Because this is corrupt. It is a false illusion. It is. Everything. It's not in its natural pure state. It has been transformed by the corruption of man for their own greed. So we have this delusion in our mind. What life is. This delusion here doesn't make us delight in the coming of the kingdom of Yah established upon the earth. Because this is what we believe life is, but it's not life. When one fears Yah, that one will teach their sons and their daughters. When a man truly hears the Torah of Yah, he will teach his sons, his daughter, his wife. They will be taught. Hallelujah. The Torah is the power of principle in their homes that they delight in. And so he said, you teach your sons because you have feared Yah. When a man fears Yah, that's wisdom. When one doesn't fear Yah, then that's a fool. There's no wisdom in that one at all. You know that fear begins to, there's an experience of regard unto him. And you know that it is real. It's a real thing. It's not something that is false and disillusional. But it is real. He will make us to hear his word. That we may learn to fear him. That's why he wants us to hear to Shemacha. That we may fear. That we may fear. I believe I was saying to Sister Roberts or someone that we were talking about something and I said that I can see why Yah is going to judge us by every idle words. Because it is a product of a carnal mind that hates him. When a mind hears the word of Yah, it teaches the wisdom of Yah. And that wisdom is one that fears Yah. What is the fear of Yah? That you hate evil, your evil ways, your froward tongue, your corrupt ways. That's what the fear of Yah is. You began to hate those corrupt things about you. You began to hate that. So that you may hear him. And so the mercenaries, they don't want you to hear. So they send forth their emissaries. They send forth their soldiers. And all kind of little trinkets that you may hear what they are saying and not what Yahweh is saying. And that's why we don't believe him. Very little emunah, very little heartfelt for Yah. Because we cannot hear him. Hallelujah. It says in the 33rd verse of the same chapter, that Yah spoke to this people. He says in verse 33, did ever a people Shemach, or hear the voice of Yah, speaking out of the midst of the fire as you have heard and live. That's why men today say that Yah speaks to them. I don't believe it. Yahshua speaks unto Israel. And he speaks out of the book. He is not pulling Pastor Roberts aside and saying this word. No, it is Yahshua. It is the living word that speaks to me. It is what is in me that speaks to me. But as far as hearing an audible voice from Hashem, I am not hearing that. And these men are not either. The mercenaries of hell are speaking. The demonic powers of hell are speaking. Because it must lie in conjunction with what Scripture says. Has Yahweh ever spoken to a people out of the fire and they live, but yet they lived? He speaks to us, Yahweh, children of Yisrael, out of the fire. For His word is a consuming fire, isn't it not? Is it not? So He speaks to us out of this fire. And He allows us to live. For He wants us to hear Him. A fire will get your attention, will it not? Everybody runs when the fire, when it gets hot, everybody rolls. You let the stove in the kitchen, in the dining hall, you let that thing flat with grease on there and watch what the sisters will do. Hallelujah. Until they get a little composure. Or they will call someone, Brother Chris, Brother Allen. They're going to call someone, that's a fact. You let the fire roll. Let it raise up. And so, have there ever been a people that Yah spoke to out of the fire to live? He speaks to Israel out of the fire. His word. Yeshua. But He allows us to live. Hallelujah. He allows us to live. He speaks to us. A fire is a purger. It's a cleanser. It gets the dross. And that's what He must do. We must shemach. We must hear Yahweh, brothers and sisters. We've heard every kind of spirit speak to us. We've heard things speak to us that we retain things for years and days and months and hours. That's not Yahweh. Hallelujah. The spirit of Yahshua is that we bear the burdens of one another. Hallelujah. That's the truth. We must do that. That's the word of Yah. It says in the 35th verse of the same chapter, He says, to you it was shown that you might know that Yahweh, He is the sovereign ruler. There is none else beside Him. Out of the Shemayim, He made you to Shemach, to hear His voice, that He might instruct you. Now that's why He wants us to hear Him. For what? Come on, my brothers and sisters. Have we not allowed our own minds to instruct us? Have we not allowed the words of those that are as corrupt as us to instruct us? We've had those as corrupt as us to instruct us in a way that we knew was wrong. So Yah wants you to hear that He may instruct you. That's why He placed among us men that have the ability to speak the word of Yahweh with the voice of Yahshua with great clarity. That He may instruct you. He's going to instruct Israel. He is going to instruct Israel. He is going to instruct Israel. So He is causing us to hear. You that can hear. Hear what the Ruach speaks unto the assembly. He speaks to us. That we may be instructed. It's like a mother, an Aima or an Avat saying to the little one, Sherry, stop. As Deacon Hong would say. Mama say, stop, Sherry. And she listens, she looks, and she continues. And the daddy say, little girl, did you not hear me? She's hearing. Well, yes, she proceeds. She says, I told you to stop. Then all of a sudden, there's a form of correction. Hallelujah. Now, that does not abate or cause the love to be abated. The hava. It does not. But it certainly gets her attention. That she understands that instruction is genuine. That's why Yah set Yahshua to the stake. That He may get our attention. That we may hear what speaks from the stake. That brutal, cruel death to redeem us. I don't care what the heathen say, but that is the sure power of our deliverance and our Yahshak. That which was impaled upon the stake, that is our sure deliverance. That is the promise of our tikva, our hope. That which was impaled upon the stake. So He said, I spoke to you that I may instruct you. Where? Upon the earth, He showed you His great fire, and you heard His words out of the midst of the fire. And because He loved your avats, He loved Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, He loved our avat. Therefore, He chose their seed after them, and brought you out in His sight, with His mighty power, out of Mizraim. Has He not brought us out? He brought us out to hear Him. A mighty power We were under the shackles of darkness. Every kind of demonic power, every kind of corrupt thing has been committed among us. I don't care what it is. It has been imaginable. We have imagined it. We have thought it. It has coursed our minds. We have processed it through our thoughts. Even though we may have not actually done that, but there are things that are so vile, so abominable, that have coursed this thing here. Our minds must be instructed and trained to fear Yah. To fear Yah. We must. And the only way we're going to be instructed, we must hear. We must hear what Yahshua speaks unto the assembly. We must hear what He speaks. We have listened to ourselves long enough. It has produced this kind of corrupt mentality. We have no sensitivity to Yah. We have no fear for Yah. We have no expression unto Him at all. Because we've become dull of hearing what He says. We have. We don't want to hear the statutes. And that is the thing that Yah used to train Israel. It says in the 5th chapter of Devarim 5:1, Moshe says, and Moshe called not some, but called all Israel, and he said to them, Shemach, hear, O Israel, what? The statutes, the mishpatim, which I shall speak in your ozen, your ear, this day, that you may what? Learn them. And what? And keep. And do what? And do them. You tell me that was temporal? I speak to you the Torah, the statutes of Yah. I speak to you a statute. Yah says, don't go commit adultery. Is that a statute? You cannot do that. Can I steal from my brothers and sisters? Can I rob them? Can I be a lord over a Baal, over the heritage of Yah? No, I cannot. So hear, O Israel, what? Hear, O Israel, the limitations of Yah, the statutes. Hear, O Israel, the judgments of Yah. Well, I don't want to hear that. Well, He corrects you. He makes Himself known unto you, Israel. That's why you must hear that. We have a distaste for judgment, don't we? Come on, Israel. We detest any kind of judgment, do we not? Yahweh makes Himself known unto Israel. He is known by His mishpatim. He corrects us that way. We must hear that, Israel. Hear it. We get offended. We get upset. We get angry. We get arrogant. We get haughty. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel, the judgments, the statutes. Hear the covenant of Yah unto Israel. You must hear. You must hear. Because when you hear that, when He speaks to you, it calls you to be faithful and obedient unto Him. And He loves the faithfulness of Israel. Who wants a bride that is unfaithful or bridegroom? He is not unfaithful to us. No man wants a bride or wife unfaithful. Who wants that? Hallelujah. I couldn't handle that situation, even in the natural sense. Hallelujah. Sister Roberts has to be unfaithful to me. No. Today I will not have her. That's the truth. Because I have not been unfaithful to her. Hallelujah. And Yah has not been unfaithful to us. Well, that doesn't mean I can't forgive her. But as far as an intimacy there, it just could not be with me. Hallelujah. Maybe it's a flaw in my character strength. I don't have it. I could not. Hallelujah. I would not. And Yah is not going to tolerate that. He is not. He's faithful to us.